This is the Finding Business Happy podcast with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketVeep. This show is all about helping you to live your best life inside and outside of work as a leader in business. Because let's face it, what's important is finding your business happy. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Finding Business Happy podcast. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about our why and how we got to this place. We had a humble start at MarketVeep, which started as a sole practitioner consultancy and has evolved into a thriving sales and marketing agency. We were born truly out of a love of helping people and businesses really thrive and grow. People are the absolute most important part of any business, and the human factor that we call it is what influences our marketing method, our business philosophy, and our focus on company culture. We've been around almost a decade and helped businesses across departments from sales, marketing, service ops, and even finance teams. And within that, across a massively wide range of verticals from manufacturing, distribution, logistics, e-commerce, finance, healthcare, software, IT, legal, environmental, professional services, consumer goods, and so many others on the list. But that's not really where our story started. Our journey, transparently, was not always amazing. And I think we have, after all this time, spent a significant amount of our efforts into putting time and thought into how do we really become an incredible organization that is hyper-focused on people. And so by doing that, we've been able to accomplish some amazing goals that have been on our bucket list for many years, including the Inc. 5000 Fastest Growing Companies list, Women-Owned Small Business Certified, the Inc. Best Workplaces, or being certified as a best place to work. And you know, it's easy to say this list of accomplishments now, but now that they're in fruition, it openly say it was not a smooth road to get there. It is not a straight line to get from A to B. And I think that a lot of leaders forget that and we get frustrated and hard on ourselves instead of celebrating it as an opportunity to learn and to grow and to look at things in a different light and to achieve a path forward faster than if we had not been given that obstacle. And so there's a lot of deep reflection and thought and bumps in the road, and that's okay. There were definitely points in our journey where I thought, I wish I had known that, or I had a resource, or I'd talked to a business leader who had experienced, you know, something similar. And ultimately, how do you get to happy? To be able to ask someone, you know, we're trying to get to this space and we're stuck, or we're not as happy as we want to be. How'd you overcome that? Even if they're in a different industry, when it really all boils down, we're still all people trying to get to that goal of finding more happiness and balance in our lives. And so the hope and the dream is that maybe by sharing some of these points of friction that we've experienced, that I've personally experienced, and that other business leaders experience, that it will save somebody else the heartache that we've gone through or somebody else has gone through. And I truly believe that if you cannot be vulnerable in your business, there is absolutely no way that an organization can grow, whether that is an individual, a team, or the overall company. Think of it this way. As an individual, if you can't self-reflect and be vulnerable and talk about the things that make you really, really uncomfortable, then how do you get better? Happy wasn't always in the equation or something that we knew was even possible at junction points of our journey. When I was in college, I started my very first company at the age of 18. I was sure that I wanted to have a career in business and to be an entrepreneur. And I worked really hard to grow that business. And by the time I graduated, you know, I had a full thriving business and I never looked back. I've never actually went into a regular company where I say, you know, regular 9-to-5 job. And so fast forward that 15 years, many lessons learned, I really did a lot of self-reflection and realized just how unhappy I actually was. And I think as business leaders, a lot of times it's something that nobody openly discloses or talks about in terms of how do you get to the next level? How do you get to happy? And how do you talk to teammates about that? Like openly saying, this is not what your perfect vision was supposed to unfold like. And how do you go from unhappy to happy? And get everybody on the bus to be moving in the same direction. So after those 15 years, I decided it wasn't worth it, quite honestly. Unhappy just was not an option anymore. And so I was sure that at that point, it was definitely the employees who were causing me the most stress, which I look at now as pretty comical considering how far from that first thought that we have ended up being. And so I was sure in my heart of hearts that I never wanted another employee. If I could just be a consultant, just help businesses one-on-one, I would be so very happy. And so I did that. I worked to transition my business. I built up a full book of, you know, consulting. And within a year or so, I had so much business that I didn't know what to do. And I surprisingly was actually back in the same spot that I'd promised myself that I would never get back to again. Unhappy, overworked, and absolutely no balance. And so I worked with a business coach and he said, you know, you have two options in my opinion. You can either tell people no and no longer take on any more clients, or you could hire somebody. And we went back and forth on it for many, many months. And I finally caved and said, okay, I will do this in baby steps. And so I did. I hired somebody and we worked in a very small office, about a 10 by 10 foot, what I used to call the cubicle, even though it had a door and windows. And the core goal really was to just make sure that we stayed focused on growing and without losing focus on happy and company culture. And our team really started to grow from one small space to three offices, then outgrowing that and moving into a large custom space. And as time went on, I realized it was not people or employees that made me so unhappy. It was the lack of company culture. It was the lack of the people piece in the business and making sure that everything revolves around happiness, happiness with clients, having alignment in relationships, happiness and joy in small things, and gratitude and thankfulness with employees, things that normally companies would take for granted. Simple things like having thank you post-it notes and painting pumpkins. We really said, what do you want? What do you want to do when you're at work? What does company culture look like to you? And then we develop programs and offerings that they specifically were asking for, as opposed to things that we thought that they might want. And since then, our goals and ideas and team company culture has grown quite exponentially. In the beginning, we had everything from walks midday, renting bikes, and biking around the office complex. We'd go to lunch, have top garden parties, host events. And the bigger we got, we've continued to invest in our programs on a much larger scale, from 401k matching, sabbatical after 5 years. And all of these different, you know, things have come about as time has gone on and as we've grown. And we've openly asked people the entire time, what is it that you want? What will make you happy? And if we strip away all of these ideas, it's still around the people and their happiness, whether that's team or clients, because that is what ultimately really drives a business forward. So if we think about how do you get to that place, it's not just about our time at work, right? It's about our families, our friends, our hobbies, things that actually bring us joy, because we're not living every day to show up at work. I mean, maybe some people are, but I know for me, that is not my goal. I love MarketFeep. I love our company. But I do not wake up and dream, I can't wait to work every day, every hour. And I feel the same way about our team. I want them to live full lives and I want them to be able to be happy, to spend time with their kids, not miss their events, have hobbies, spend time outdoors. You know, somebody had a grandchild and I want them to be able to fly and go see that grandchild. I don't want them to have to plan a vacation around it in 3 months. Don't you feel happier when you have time in nature, when you spend time at family functions, you practice your hobby, play a sport, have time to exercise and take care of yourself, learn something new, or help somebody in need? So really thinking about and treating a human in the full respect of their life, not just of what they do with their job, but looking at that person in a much wider lens in what makes them happy. And how that directly affects other teammates, their children, their spouse, their friends, their communities. All of these pieces make for a happier life on earth. And that's ultimately what everybody really wants, right? We want to be happy and we want to find less stress, more joy. And that's the goal of what this podcast is all about. Looking at the big picture in life and how it all intersects, new learnings, new ways to expand our minds, things to do outside of the office, ways to improve our day-to-day office life, but with a much wider lens of a human than just your 9-to-5. I'm looking forward to going through and learning together. Till the next time, talk soon. Thank you for listening to Finding Business Happy with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketBeep. If you want a roadmap to finding and keeping your business happy, download our free guide now at marketveep.com/happy.